Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. It's been a minute since you've had your girl solo dolo up in here. We've had some amazing guests come on, and I've been traveling quite a bit. So I'm excited to chat with you guys and just riff a little bit today. I don't even really have a plan for today. I want to give you a little update after the Expanders Retreat. If you didn't see how epic it was, you must be living under a rock because it was so much fun. I basically took a pop-up that we do for our clients and the couples retreat and mixed them into one insane experience. And the clients loved it. They absolutely loved it, as I'm sure you saw on social media. And I have to tell you, my clients are giving me a good push, a good reason to move away from bigger events and only do smaller intimate events. They're like, Steph, these are the best. We love these. You don't even have to worry about doing big events. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, Steph, I need the big events, you better get up in my DMs and let me know, because I'm seriously considering my 2025 end of year game plan and 2026 beginning of the year game plan when it comes to events. And they have a point. We're able to go deeper. We're able to unlock new levels when there's less people in the room because you feel safer and that sort of thing. I don't know. I'm considering it. The TWP team is playing around with what we want to do next. So we always love to hear from you guys and what you would like to see. That being said, if you were interested in Expanders, I would also apply. You can apply on social media by just commenting on anything that says all in. And that's really for high-level business owners. So I actually just did a post this morning in Facebook group and it got denied because they thought I was doing financial fraud or making claims that were scammy and that sort of thing. And I was just really trying to go in there and tell you guys what Kyle and I had done inside of three clinics and a consulting company in Q1. And Facebook didn't like that. And you know what? Props to Mark for trying to minimize the amount of scam artists out there. I totally appreciate that. But it was just funny. I'm like, okay, new level unlocked, I guess. If Facebook doesn't really want me to tell you how well we're doing, then that's a problem. So I'm gonna have to figure out another way to let you know. And so inside of my Facebook group this morning, I had posted, look, if you're 2% of the world in entrepreneurship, doesn't matter your industry, doesn't matter what you do, but you know you want to be surrounded by elite business owners, tap into the abundance of the world and have high level strategy and planning sessions, then you need to be an Expanders. That's not a question, right? That container will cap. It'll likely cap at 25 people. I don't know. I'm going to play around with it as it grows, but it'll likely cap at 20 to 30 business owners. And we already have 13 in there. So if you want to join, you need to get in while you still can. And that price is only going to continue to grow because my Expanders are getting insane results. Like so many of them are beating records by 20, 30K a month. Okay. And then I said, if you wanted to do 90-day sprint, that's for the person that wants to grow, wants to scale, wants to dial in operations, hire a team, free up their capacity, and then step into CEO mode and get to choose how much you want to work. And then WPA is for those of you just getting started. And the reason I shared this in the Facebook group is because I have been through all of those stages of life, right? All of those stages of entrepreneurship where I was just like, God, I don't even know how to open an LLC. I don't even know how to charge. I don't know what to price. I don't know how to market. How are people going to send people to me? How am I supposed to do debt pay down? What should I put on a credit card? What should I not? All of those things that seem so second nature to me now, I remember being like, okay, I have to figure this out. And every single program I create with you guys in mind, the reason 90 Day Sprint was created is because I got to a plateau at 30, 40K a month. And then I got to another plateau at 50, 60K a month. And so I took the frameworks that I used to push past those inside of the clinics and put them in 90 Day Sprint. My one-to-one clients have went through them and it works too. And then I got to a point in Expanders where I was like, I really want to diversify my income. I really want to have more than one income stream, hence the offices and consulting and God knows what else we're going to do next. So let me create a high vibe community that I would have loved to be a part of. When I tell you, I actually thoroughly enjoy hanging out with the Expanders, like they're all what I would consider clients, yes, but friends even more. And so it's just been so fun to create something that I've needed at each stage to be able to share with you guys. And so that's, it's really not a sales or marketing tactic. Like, I'm telling you, the shit works and it's what we've done inside of our clinics. But when I came in to post about the revenue that we did in quarter one, it was to let you know that I was just like you, starting out, having no clue, getting stagnant, going through team challenges. I just met with one of my CAs yesterday for her annual review. And I was like, I'm so excited you've been here a year. Because before that, we had went through three or four that weren't truly aligned for the office, right? So I've had all of the same struggles that you have. And then I also had the struggle of not knowing when to diversify income. And so for me, I never, of course, I got the itch at 30K a month in revenue. It's like, oh, I'm so successful. Let's diversify. And I don't want to discredit that because 30K a month is great. But what I'm saying is you're going to get way more bang for your buck if you just double down on that and get it to 65K a month. And then look at considering diversifying your income and expanding into other niches or potentially getting another office and that sort of thing. I really wouldn't recommend it before then. And that's controversial, especially with some of the things out there that's, hey, start a side hustle, do this, do that, just make a couple extra K a month. I think that's great for people who are capped in their income earning and income potential. I don't think it's great for a business owner because you can always squeeze more juice out of your existing business, okay? With that being said, this is random. And again, it's a tangent, it's a riff. So this is what you get. I've had a couple of people this round of 90-day sprint be like, do both of your offices do $1 million? And I am like, no, that is not what I communicate. My one office is open 13 to 14 hours a week. And we are not crazy high volume. We're not seeing 700 people a week. So no, they operate as one clinic. And then our other clinic is $1 million clinic. And then we have another one that's brushing up in the high 7-8s this year. And then we got consulting that's just freaking slaying. And I wouldn't have been able to build all these income sources if I hadn't had the stability within one. So this week in our mastermind, we're going to talk about cash flow allocation, how we've went from paying down debt, how we freed up capital to do other things and invest and diversify and all that good stuff. And I just want to let you guys know, if you do it strategically, it starts to work for you. There was years and years, Kyle and I were getting our ass kicked and we were trying things and they weren't working. And we were like, why the hell are we doing this? Why are we working so hard for this? And I said it this past weekend at Expanders, in order for you to play the game at a higher level, you have to have a deeper purpose. Because just making money isn't good enough. No offense to everybody listening to the podcast or that's a client or whatever, but I don't show up and play full out just for the money. I do it because I have a deep rooted purpose within my heart to help people become more wealthy and tap into abundance and to make a big impact on the world. I will cry thinking about the amount of people that I have single-handedly changed their financial trajectory. When I think about that impact, it is overwhelming for me. And I had to dig deep for that. I had to be so committed to that impact in order to work my ass off, to work at 4 a.m., to work at 9 p.m., to show up and do all these events and still be a mom and be able to navigate team and hiring for all these things. I was having a little bit of a breakdown last week before we went to Expanders and I was just stressing with Kyle. And I'm like, Kyle, I don't know who to hire next. Should I hire a fractional CMO? Should I hire just contractors, whatever? And he was like, babe, let me remind you, you have never played the game at this level inside of consulting. You never had a $2 million coaching company in like your whole life. So it's totally okay that you don't know what's next. It's totally okay that you're trying to figure out how to get more people on your team, but to also make sure your marketing message is more inclusive of all practitioners and also coaches and consultants, because that's really what Expanders is for. And so I was just stressing out, brain dumping to him. And he's like, yeah, you've never been here. And so I want to pass that along to you too. If you are playing the game at a level that you've never played before, just know it's okay for you to not have to figure it all out. What's not okay is for you to get analysis paralysis and not move forward. And just like I have multiple mentors that are five steps ahead of me, it's the easiest way to get there. So I was like, you know what? Sounds like I need to book a call with somebody so I could talk to them about this or reach out on my client platform for my coaches, right? Because yeah, I need a little bit of clarity on what to do next. And so I did that and I have more clarity now. And so every time you play at a new level, you need people around you who are playing at the same level. And it only starts with one business working well. That's what I need you to understand, because you're able to extrapolate the results, speed up the process, shorten the timeline once you just get it. And so the first step is just getting it. And I have so many people in my DMs, and it's funny because now my team has access to some of my wealthy practitioner DMs. So, you know, don't be going in there talking shit because I'm not the only one that sees it, okay? Brandy, the other day, she was like, oh my God, you're not lying about the amount of DMs you get. I'm like, I know, it's a little overwhelming. That's why I'm recruiting help for it. But I have several people in my DMs right now that are like, you're so inspiring. Thank you for encouraging me. I've really been binging your podcast last year. Thank you for encouraging me to go out and open my own practice. And I just want to be abundantly clear. It's not going to be easy, but it will be worth it. And also reminder, it's not for everybody. I hope to inspire you in more than one way through this podcast and our platforms. But I think you're awesome. Also, if you don't start a business, but if you want to start a business, why would you start just to be good enough? If you're going to play with the big dogs, I hope you plan to be the biggest one. And I hope you plan to send it. I have some exciting announcements coming for you soon. Be on the lookout. Our 100th episode is coming up and we have a little surprise that we're going to share with you. So I hope you circle back. I'm going to do a super fun episode and I can't wait to see a lot of you in Nashville soon. I love you. Have a good week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.